Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks and take you along for the ride to capture that safe, secure, predictable 1% per week using nothing but pre-qualified dividend stocks. And what are those? Any company that pays their dividends for more than 20 consecutive years. Well, let's jump right on. It's kind of an exciting time because I'm taking my first loss of the year. Yep. I went almost 100 days without a single loss, so here it comes. Did I have a choice in the matter? Well, kind of yes, kind of no. I could have bought it back yesterday for 6 or 7 cents, but now it's one of those black swan events. It happens. You can't win them all. And yeah, if you think you're going to play this game and never get caught with your pants down, terribly sorry to inform you. So it's going to be a little bit of a complicated trade because I don't want to lose hugely. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy back the options that I sold and then I'm going to sell it at the money. So I do get to collect the premium that I sold on Monday. So that money's already in my pocket. It's not a huge amount, but when I buy back the option, I'm going to turn around and resell the stock. This way, I will at least be able to capture that money back that I'm paying and I'll still collect the premium. And by tomorrow afternoon, I'll figure out whether it's a win or a loss, okay? All right, so here we go. Paramount, yay. All right, so let's see if we can do this here. Get rid of this, get that out of the way. All right, we'll look at the last 30 days for Paramount just to give you a quick idea where we are. We're on the 19th. Okay, so 30 days ago, Paramount opened up at 11:10. Shoots up a couple of days, drop down, goes sideways, shoots up, get the 30-day high. There you go, 30-day high, 1380. 4 days later, we're at the 30-day bottom. I love 30-day bottoms coming off of a 30-day top because where's it going to go there? It's usually going to go back up. That's exactly what it did. Well, the 30-day bottom was on the 10th, and that was 10:12. From there, up, pull back, up again, and look what happened yesterday. Yesterday, she closed it at 10.97. Now, I sold the 11 calls on Monday because I didn't think it'd go past 11. Well, boy, am I surprised. Now, I got like 30 positions, so this is the only one that actually caught me with my pants down. But, you know, hey, it happens. So let's see how it plays out, and then let's see where I end up with this one. Okay, so at this moment in time, she gaps up this morning. She's sitting at 12.44 at the moment. So, I am going to create a closing position. All right, what does that mean? Well, I'm going to close the position I have and still got on it. So, I got to buy the 20 Paramount. Now, funny thing is, I don't have that much money to buy them all back. So, I got to buy 10, sell them, 10, sell them. That makes sense? Well, yes. Here we go. All right, so I'm going to create a closing order. Now, I don't have enough to do all of them at once, so I'm just going to do 10 at a time. Whoops. There we go, 10 pair. I'm going to do it right at the market so I can get it done and over with. All right, so I'm buying 10 contracts of Paramount. 100, those are the weeklies, 19 April 24. That's today. The $11 call at the market to close. So I'm sending that off right now. There it goes. Now, what I got to do is I got to sell 1,000 contracts. Well, because I got to raise a little bit more money so I can buy the other ones. Create a closing order. Okay, now I can't sell all 2,000 of them. I can only sell, 1,000 of them. At 1,000, market order. Okay, now I'm going to sell 1,000 of Paramount at the market to close. That's going to free up $12,000. There you go. Now let's go back and buy that last 10 contracts. Because it happens, you know, we don't win them all the time. All right, create closing order. There we go. 10. What am I doing? Okay, at the market. Market, here we go. I'm gonna buy the last 10 contracts. Buy 10 Paramount 100s. Those are the 10 contracts I got left at the market to close. There you go. Now I'm going to go back and I'm going to sell off the last of these positions. Now, nope, I don't want to do a limit order. Get that out of the way. I want to do a market order. Okay, now, sell the last 1,000 shares at par at the market for another $12,000. All right, fine, dandy. Now let's take a quick look at that. All right, so let's take a look at Paramount. Where is it? Right here, Paramount. Okay, I'm happy with this. The reason why I'm happy, let me read it to you. I'm looking at my profit and loss statement for Paramount right there. Here we go. Actually, I'm up profit loss year to date, 336. Okay, I didn't lose anything. Maybe I did not make my 1% per week since I bought it, but I'm still up. That makes me happy camper. All right, let's go take a look at the other positions. Wait a minute. I do have another. Yes, I do. Hold a moment. Okay. Let's go back and share the screen with my followers. Here we go. We're gonna share. Yeah, we're still on the same screen. Okay, never mind. I forgot I'm still on the same screen. So I have to go back and do the same thing over again. Create a closing order by 10. How much money do I have in this one? I don't think I have enough in this one either. Whoops. At the market. All right, so I'm going to sell 5 of these at the market. Sell 5 para 100s. That's the weekly, 19, April 24. That's today. All right, that one sold. Come on, get out of there. Let's see if I can do that again. What do I have? Hold on. Now, see, I don't think I have enough. I don't have enough to buy them. Oh, wrong one. Wrong again. There you go. Closing order. Okay. So I want to sell the 5 of them. 500. Okay. At the market. There we go. Sell 500 para at the market to close. $6,000. Thank you kindly. Now I can buy out the rest of those. All right. Now, this is what happens when you don't have a lot of money saved. Now, I always keep like a 2% in reserve just in case I have to do this. So here we go. So I'm going to buy the Paramount at the market because I don't want to lose the money. All right. Buy the last 5 para contracts for today at the market. Off to the races. There you go. Now I'm going to sell them off. Come on. Get out of there. Get out of there. And here we go. I'm going to sell off the last Paramount at the market. And there you have it. All right, so that takes care of a little issue that I have. Now let's go back and take a look at the positions that we have open just so they all can follow along what's going on. Now, why did I do that? Well, when you have a black swan event and something happens, I sold the 11 call. All right, so I sold the 11 call. All right, I still made a profit off of it. All right, so I didn't lose money. That's a good thing. Now, I may not have made as much as I wanted to make, but here's the thing. At least I didn't lose anything. All right. Let's take a quick look at Macy's. Get rid of that information. Put Macy's up here in the corner. There we go. The last 30 days for Macy's. Look on the 19th, right? There we go. Okay. 30 days ago, Macy's at the 30-day high at 22.10. From there, it took 2 weeks for it to find the double bottom at 18.29 on the 4th and the 5th. From there, she recovered 4 days to hit 20.45, and then she's like down 5 days in a row, today is a new bottom, not a 30-day bottom, but low enough. Okay, it hit today at 1855. In this particular account, I'm into Macy's at 1973. This one's going to expire worthless. I'm not even going to bother trying to buy it back for a penny and sell next week's, but it is what it is. Okay, done with that account. Let's go back to the other one. All right, Albemarle, ALB. Last 30 days. Here we go. 30 days ago, Albemarle was opened up at 121.50. Okay, a little bit up, pull back up, pull back up, pull back up. Oh, a lot of movement. Now, on the 9th, which was last week, was the high of the 30-day period. And that was 133.72. Okay, fine. Okay, she drops, and yesterday was the 30-day bottom. Now, I like 30-day bottoms only because I can jump in and buy some more. Not in this situation, because the only money I have getting freed up is the money from Paramount. I still going to carry 5 positions into next week. Okay, well, at least I have some money to maybe do some dollar-cost averaging next week, but we'll see. At the moment, we're sitting at 112.90. Now, where am I with Albemarle? 127. I sold the 127. Yep, this is going to expire worthless. Not a problem. Now, JD, another story. Probably the exact same story we just heard 2 seconds ago. Let's take a look at the last 30 days. Okay, 30 days ago, we opened up at 27.50. She went up, pulled back, and then up again 2 weeks later at the high 28.38. Profit taken up, profit taken again, and the 30-day bottom was Tuesday. Okay, 24.66. We're sitting at 25.41 at this moment. Now, I'm into JD at 27.71. I sold the 26s, okay? Not that I like to say that I was right where I didn't think it would hit 26, but, you know, it is what it is. I collected that premium as small as it was. Now, if I gave you my cow analogy, it's like, hey, maybe you might get tired of hearing it, but it still stands true. You know, if I bought it and it got a gallon each time, you know, each week, and then all of a sudden it's only giving me a half a gallon, I'm going to deal with it. I'm not going to get rid of it because rule number 2, never sell at a loss. I have no intentions of selling at a loss, so I'll just carry it at 26. And the nice thing about that is Tuesday was the bottom of the 30-day period. So where's she going to go next? All right, she'll go 2 days to the high side, 2 days up, which is yesterday and today. Okay, 2 green days. Okay, I want to see it come back up, but I digress. So let's look at Macy's again because this position is another one. Macy's, we already looked at that one. Macy's in this particular account is at 1965. I sold the 1950s, basically worthless. Thank you, Macy's. I'm going to let that expire worthless. NYCB, I'm not even going to pay attention to that one. Now let's go jump on over to my other trading account. Where is it? Here we go. Now, give me 1 second while I find it. There it is. Okay, AEO. AEO. AEO's up for the day. Last 30 days for AEO. Right here. 30 days ago, AEO was at 23.28. It took about 2 weeks to hit the 30-day high at 26.25. Now, from there, it's almost a straight shot to the 30-day bottom, which, again, was Tuesday. Okay, this is like the third or fourth stock I've seen that had a bottom on Tuesday and 2 days up since then. But 30-day bottom, 21.91, was sitting at 25.35. Now, what are we expecting next week for AEO? Next week, we're the 19th, so we're going to the 26th, right there, 1 week. A little bit to the downside. I don't know. I might do some numbers over the weekend, see what I really want to do come Monday. But I'm into AEO in this particular account at 25.97. I sold off the 25. It's going to expire worthless. Okay, fine. Didn't get anything on that one. ALB, we already looked at that. 112.95. Here I'm at 131. Yep, that's going to expire worthless. I sold off the 125s. It's a good call. I could have went a little bit deeper, but you just don't know. Again, we'll look at it on Monday. What can we expect from Albemarle this week? I mean, next week? Ooh, look at that. I am willing to hold on for a couple of weeks. Look at this big, huge move this is going to make in a couple of weeks. Right now, we're at the 19th. Okay, the 26th is 1 week out right there. 2 weeks out, and then this thing shoots up. Historically speaking, does that mean that's exactly what it's going to do? No, that doesn't mean that at all. It just means that freaking chart looked fat. All right? Now, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that vocabulary, but it did. It looked freaking awesome. And we're almost at the 30-day bottom was yesterday. 30-day top was last week. That's a freaking awesome place to be. Well, not an awesome place to be if you already bought it at the high, which I think I did. Where am I with it? I think I'm at 131. Yeah, I'm at 131. Yeah. All right. So I did buy it way up there. And we're at the 30-day bottom. Okay. So I will take a look into doubling down with this one next week with that money I'm freeing up. The money that I'm freeing up from, what do you call it? The money that I'm freeing up from... Oh, my God. Paramount. Paramount. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. I forgot about that for a minute. Brain fart. It's that OPS thing going. You know, it happens. Okay, BITO. I'm kind of excited to see how BITO works out because this is a long play, this one here. Okay, I know I'm into the 30-day. I mean, the 30. Where am I? The 19th. There he goes, the 19th. Okay, 30 days ago, we opened up at 29.18. A week later, we got the 30-day high at 32.76. Two gap downs, kind of went sideways. And we got a 30-day high on Wednesday and 2 days to the upside. Awesome. So where am I with BITO? Now, BITO, for those of you guys who don't know, is a calendar spread. Okay, I bought the 30. And it cost me $6.80. I brought in 61 cents, which is almost 10% for the week. That's crazy. Now, what is next? I'm kind of curious what next week looks like for BITO. Next week's 30 looks at 38 cents. Okay, I can do that. All right, let's get back to where we were. JD. We already did JD, but JD in this account is, I'm pretty sure this one is same thing, the 28s. I'm in this account, 27.96. So the 28s. Going to expire worthless. It's at 25. We already looked at what JD is going to do next week. Not a whole bunch next week for JD, but look at that, what's coming up right around the corner. Okay, but it's kind of a bit away. Okay, right now at 419. The 26th is right there. That's 1 week from that. We're looking at, there's another week. So 3 weeks before we see the run-up. Okay. It's got a run-up coming up. I like that. It's got a run-up coming up is what it is. All right, lows. So I have no problem holding on to JD. Even if I have to hold it for a couple of weeks, I'm kind of curious. I want to see that run-up coming up in the next couple of weeks, but JD is going to have to give me a little bit of premium on the way. Okay, lows. We're sitting at 229 at the moment. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 244. 4 days later is the 30-day high, 260-249. From there, she drops a little bit of bump up, drops again, a little bit of bump up, drops again, went sideways. The 30-day bottom was Tuesday. Okay, Tuesday. All right. This past Tuesday was the 30-day bottom. Awesome. Now, I have no problem with lows because if you guys have been following me even this year or even the past 10 years, you'll know I always buy lows. Why? Because the numbers always work. Anyway, I'm into lows at 238. I sold the 237s. Not even close. I don't think I'm going to do the 237s again next week only because we got almost what looks like a triple bottom here. Okay. 227.32, 227.24, and 227.55. Okay, today we're at 228.89 for the bottom. Okay, I don't see it doing anything but going up in the next couple of weeks. I mean, 3 days on the bottom. Yeah, that's called bottom fishing. All right. Macy's is the last one. Here again, 1855, where we're at the moment. And I'm into Macy's at 1965. That's going to expire worthless. Not a problem. Macy's next week at 1965. The 1950s are going for 14. I think I can deal with that. I might. Nope. I was thinking I could be tempted to that 19, but that's way too close. So I'm going to do the 1950s next week. Granted, it's not going to be my 1%, but here's the thing. Don't really mind. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for me. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk. I did, just to let you know, I did make my 1% this week, even though I'm holding on to these four, five positions into next week. Okay, I think, wait a second, hold on. Hold the phone. Nope, nope, nope. I'm taking all six of the positions in this account into next week. The other two accounts, I'm taking, I'm getting rid of, what do you call it? That's funny. Paramount. All right. That being said, this is James from Dividend Stock Talk. We'll catch you guys again on Monday. Have a great weekend.